I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Oregon Bach Festival continues through an era of transition as Janelle McCoy begins her tenure as executive director following the artistic director transition from Helmut Rilling to Matthew Halls. Janelle McCoy has an accomplished career as an arts administrator, most recently serving as executive director of the Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia, and is also a mezzo-soprano. She arrived in Eugene just a few weeks ago, and she joins me in the KLCC studios. Welcome to town, Janelle.
Well, thank you for having me, Eric.
Well, what was it about this position with the Oregon Bach Festival that inspired you to uproot your whole family and come 3,000 miles to take it on?
As a singer myself, the Oregon Bach Festival is something that I've known about for my entire career. And when you hear of a position like this open up, you don't think about, well, what would it take to move 3,000 miles? Just the mere mention of the fact that it's open is exciting.
What do you see as your key priorities as an incoming executive director?
Well, the position was not filled for quite some time. We had some interim leadership internally that was trying to guide us through the transition. So there's a lot of people to meet. But I think, too, that it's a real priority for Eugene to know that this festival was started here and we're certainly staying here. I know that programming has ventured out to other cities as well. And you'll be seeing less of that because I really think that there's no way that this festival would have ever grown to the point that it's at now, which is really quite large, without the community's support and the community's interest. So our focus is here, right here in Eugene. You know, I think it's also a priority to make sure that, you know, the younger generations know that classical music is relevant, that it is engaging. It's not an elitist art form at all. We're pretty grassroots. The Bach Festival is for everyone.
How will you approach working with Matthew Halls to continue moving that transition forward?
I think that it's important for me to understand what Matthew's vision is and how we can best articulate that. Here we have another tremendously talented artistic director. He's at the beginning of his career, whereas Helmut had to retire and do a lot less with us for a variety of reasons. And Matthew's vision is also rooted in scholarship and legacy, just as Helmut's was. They have two different ways of accomplishing that vision.
One of the things about the programming of the Bach Festival in recent years that's shifted is also that there is oftentimes less Bach than there used to be and more other music. How do you feel about that direction?
Well, I don't think the festival was ever intended to solely focus on Bach. It was really about Bach's legacy. A lot of composers draw their inspiration, their compositional wisdom from that foundation that Bach built for us. So I think that if you scratch beneath the surface, there's still quite a lot of Bach going on. But we are trying to embrace those composers that answered to that legacy as well.
And how does that play out in the 2016 season's programming?
We are doing the Bach B minor Mass. That's what opens the festival. It will be with the historically informed Berwick Academy. So this will be a unique opportunity to hear the B minor as Bach would have heard it in his time, you know, with period instruments, with gut string. It has a different resonance. It's tuned a little differently at Baroque pitch than what you would hear with a contemporary orchestra. So this is just an exciting time to hear that Mass in a completely new way. Also on the program, there's the Brahms Requiem. There is a commission that we're doing by James McMillan, his Requiem, in fact. And we're inviting the Punch Brothers, who I think are really quintessential artists. They pull from all genres of learning and bend that in such ways that you really start to understand that classical music is the root of many different types of music.
And when you look ahead down the road, where would you like to see the festival be in 10 years?
This is really kind of an exciting and pivotal moment for the Bach Festival. We are about to break ground on a new building dedicated to us. In these 46 past seasons, we've always been kind of a roving band of musicians over on the campus of the University of Oregon. And for the first time ever, we're going to have our own dedicated building. I think in other ways, there are new ways of programming the masterworks that we've only begun to talk about. about. For example, with Matthew Hall's programming the Bach B minor using period instruments, I think that we can go even a step further with our masterworks and present them in such a way that forces the audience to engage with the music as opposed to just a passive experience. I think that we can put forth programs in a way where, whether it's with visuals or choreography or collaborations with other organizations here in Lane County or beyond, that we can create an environment that's an even richer experience for our audiences.
Well, welcome to town, and thank you so much for all the energy and vision that you bring.
Well, it's good to be here.
Janelle McCoy, new executive director of the Oregon Bach Festival. The 2016 festival runs from June 23rd to July 10th, with tickets going on sale on April 1st. For more information, OregonBachFestival.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.